John Ebel is one of four people running for the Democratic nomination in Illinois' 13th congressional district. The winner of the March 2018 primary will face Republican incumbent Rodney Davis in next fall's general election. Ebel is a Navy veteran and professor of religion at the University of Illinois Urbana campus. I spoke with him on several topics, starting with his thoughts on the Republican tax plan rolled out this week.
Well, my thoughts are that this is more of the same. It's the same old approach to taxation, which is to place the burden on those who are least able to bear it, the middle class and working class in the United States, and to give the fruits to those who are at the top end of the income spectrum. So I, of course, we haven't seen much in the way of detail. And from the broad strokes that people are talking about that I've heard coverage, it's looking to me a lot like the Reagan plan and the Bush plan. And not only do we see the parallels there, but we can then sort of look forward to what the consequences of those are going to be. And it is going to be the cost borne by those who are least able to do it.
If we had the John Ebel tax plan proposed, what might that look like?
I would start with a few things that have been on the table for a long time, and somewhat ironically, something that Donald Trump talked about on the campaign trail, but that we haven't seen. No real surprise there, which is to close the carried interest loophole, to start treating capital gains and carried interest as actual income and taxing those at the rates that the high income earners, those who are in the relevant tax bracket there are already paying. I think, too, we should look at tax relief for those who are in the middle and lower classes. As I said, easing up on payroll taxes if we're looking to cut taxes, and doing simple things like reducing the rate of taxation on consumable goods, the things that everybody is out there paying for. And perhaps I'm aware of the fact that small business owners oftentimes are among those who are overburdened by taxation, who are overburdened by the policy prescriptions of government, and looking for ways to lighten their load as well.
In terms of what you've seen from the Republican plans for health care so far this year, what issues do you have with those?
The fundamental issue that I have with all of them is that they're ruinous. They damage people's lives. They damage their ability to access the care that we all need. And I don't think the Congressional Budget Office has found any single Republican plan that does anything other than kick tens of millions of people into an uninsured status. And to me, that's morally reprehensible. We need to be insuring and covering more people, not fewer. And the Republicans so far have not proposed any plan that comes close to doing that. It's sort of like the tax proposals that we get. We know what the end is going to look like of these policies. It's going to go back to an open market where there are between 70 and 90 million people in this country who are not insured, and we need to be moving in the other direction. So I, frankly, I don't see anything that's redeeming in any of these plans, and it's galling to me that our congressman, Rodney Davis, has been not just a party to them, but has been a vocal advocate for these programs that would damage people, damage communities, damage rural hospitals. It's shameful.
I think even most Democrats have conceded that there are some issues with the Affordable Care Act that need to be rectified. What issues do you see with that legislation, and how do you go about fixing them?
Well, the issue that I have is that not enough people are covered. And the issues that people are pointing to now have, to be fair, been exacerbated by the administration in the last 8 months, which has been giving mixed at best signals about their commitment to law in this case. To me, it's a problem of the end result. What I want to get to, and what we as a nation, I believe, need to get to, is a case where every child can see a doctor, where every elderly person can get the meds and the care that they need. And the path to that, I'm sure there are multiple paths. And as a pragmatic person, I'm open to hearing what those solutions are, so long as someone can demonstrate to me that we are moving toward 100% coverage, 100% care in this country.
Another subject that certainly is generating a lot of discussion this year is immigration. Mm-hmm. Most recently, the Trump administration's decision to end the DACA program here over the next 6 months. What do you think the proper solution would be for those people who are currently DACA recipients here in our country?
I think they need a pathway to citizenship. And frankly, I'm a little tired of hearing them referred to as dreamers. What they are is workers, moms, dads, students, contributors. They are doing everything that our society ought to ask of someone who wants to be a citizen here. And they, without question, without flinching, should have a pathway to citizenship.
Also, of course, there was a lot of discussion in the last presidential campaign about a border wall. I'm not necessarily looking at your thoughts on the wall itself. I think I know what those are. But in terms of border security, what more could be, should be done to deter people from coming across the border into the United States illegally?
That's a great question. And like all of these issues, it's a complicated matter. And of course, every nation has a right to security within its borders. I think that we would do well to not, as the Trump administration is doing, reduce the possibility of legal immigration, but expand it, and also expand the availability of worker visas. One of the things that has been unspoken often and unacknowledged is the depth of the dependence of our economy on undocumented labor. And these are people who come to the United States to, you know, help with harvest, and they circulate in the harvest in California, who are working in the service sector and are doing really valuable work in our economy. So we, I think, could go a long way in terms of policy to recognize their importance. I would like to see an expansion of legal immigration to keep up the policies that have created a brain drain in other parts of the country or other parts of the world rather, and have brought those great minds and all of their talents to this country to contribute. That to me is a strength. We are a nation of immigrants. We are a nation that has grown and prospered when it has not just allowed but encouraged immigration. I see that as the future. My grandparents on my mother's side were refugees from Hitler's Germany. And their story is not an isolated one. I'm a historian. I know that American history is the history of immigration. I also know, as I look at history, that walls, Brian, are for cowards, that walls are the things that that regimes build when they're feeling uncertain, when they're feeling unstable, when they don't believe in their core principles. And I don't know when it was that Americans stopped cheering for the people who were climbing walls and tearing them down and started cheering for the people who wanted to build more.
John Ebel is running for the Democratic nomination in Illinois' 13th Congressional District. Also seeking that nomination are Dr. David Gill of Bloomington, Eric Jones of Edwardsville, and Betsy Londrigan of Springfield. You can find a transcription of our complete conversation at willnews.org.